Scripture reading, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 14 through 18. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Devotional. At the age of 15, Marie-Francoise Therese Martin obtained special permission to enter a Carmelite monastic community in Lisieux, a small town in northwestern France. We know her today as Therese of Lisieux. Although she died at age 24, theologians have spent a century commenting on the depth and originality of her spiritual insights. Her focus on loving and serving God in the ordinary circumstances of life became known as the Little Way. It grew out of Jesus' command, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Matthew chapter 19, verse 14. Therese was convinced that Jesus wanted us to live lives of great love that came from a childlike trust in God. She did this by offering God small, everyday acts of love, going out of her way to befriend the crankiest nun in the convent, refusing to complain when accused of a wrong she didn't commit, choosing to cheerfully and silently endure a cold bedroom, an insult, or another nun's tendency of splashing dirty water on her when they did laundry together. But I want to seek a little way that is very straight, very short, a completely new little way. My mortifications, putting to death her flesh, consisted in breaking my will, which was always ready to impose itself, in holding my tongue instead of answering back, in doing little things for others without hoping to get anything in return. This is how my life will be consumed. Strewing flowers, that is, not allowing one sacrifice to escape, not one look, one word, profiting by all the smallest things and doing them through love. Therese of Lisieux offered up these slights and sufferings as flowers to her Heavenly Father, recognizing them as opportunities for her to express her love for God. Question to consider. How might you follow a little way of love today in a situation where you might otherwise express annoyance, impatience, or frustration? Prayer. Father, this is challenging, very challenging. Viewing people as annoyances, interruptions, or even the enemy is a large part of how I behave each day. I ask you to heal and deliver me that I might see difficult people as a means of grace that you can use to break my will and transform me into a gentle, kind, and loving person. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.